If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
A vow to defend Taiwan from a Chinese attack.
That's a commitment we made.
Managing monkeypox.
It's not as contagious as COVID, so I am confident we're going to be able to keep our arms around it.
Food flight.
It's about a 500,000 8-ounce doses of formula on that plane.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Tokyo with the CBS World News Roundup. At a news conference here in Japan today, as he continues his two-country Asian tour, the president said the Russian invasion of Ukraine could have consequences in this region.
What signal does that send to China?
He was asked by CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made.
And he said in the wake of the Russian invasion of Ukraine,
it's a burden that is even stronger.
It's the third time in the past year President Biden has vowed to defend Taiwan from Chinese aggression. And once again, his aides have issued a statement attempting to clarify his remarks, insisting that U.S. policy of selling arms to Taiwan so it can defend itself has not changed. The president was also asked if a recession at home is inevitable. He answered, no.
We have problems that the rest of the world has, but less consequential than the rest of the world has them because of our internal growth and strength.
On the growing number of monkeypox cases, which the president said Sunday everybody should be concerned about, he tempered his remarks today.
I just don't think it rises to the level of the kind of concern that existed with COVID-19 and the smallpox vaccine works for it.
But he added, I think people should be careful. Steve?
Well, Stephen, there's one confirmed monkeypox case in this country in Boston. Two others are suspected cases in New York City and Broward County, Florida. More than 90 cases have been reported in 12 countries outside of Africa, the continent where it's most often found. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says monkeypox is treatable and most patients recover in weeks, but in rare cases, it can be deadly.
We're seeing cases happening in several countries at the same time. We've never seen that.
Anne Ramoyne, professor of epidemiology at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, says those cases resemble a milder version found in West Africa. But in areas with limited access to health care, that milder version can still be fatal.
It's between 1% and 3.5%. In an African setting.
But in the United States, during a 2003 outbreak of monkeypox caused by an imported African rodent, 47 people became ill, but nobody died.
This virus really does require close personal contact.
Possible treatments include a variation of the smallpox vaccine, antiviral drugs, and antibodies.
Pfizer reports this morning its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for children 6 months to under 5 years when given in three doses. U.S. regulators will now consider the information. 39 tons of infant formula arrived in Indianapolis yesterday on an Air Force cargo plane. It's from a Nestle plant in Switzerland. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says it'll have to be tested and it could be several weeks before it's on store shelves.
This shipment provides enough formula to take care of 9,000 babies and 18,000 toddlers for a week.
Dr. Emily Weber is Chief Medical Information Officer for Indiana University Health.
These families and these children need these formulas to grow. To see this kind of urgency in action is really, really special.
A new report describes decades of abuse and cover-ups among the clergy and leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention, one of this country's largest Christian denominations. CBS's Nikki Batiste has details.
The independent investigation concluded that members of the group's executive committee responded with resistance, stonewalling, and even outright hostility to almost two decades of sexual abuse allegations against clergy. According to the report, they kept a secret running list of accused Baptist ministers to avoid being sued, even as the committee publicly claimed it didn't have the authority to create such a list.
Every day is a struggle since I've come forward.
Hannah Kate Williams filed a lawsuit against the SBC alleging that she was physically abused by her own father, a pastor, for years. But when she sought help from the SBC leadership, she says nothing ever happened.
And I was called a liar. I was called mentally deranged, an enemy of God.
Allegations of abuse go up to the very top, including a sexual assault claim against former SBC president Johnny Hunt, which he denied in a Facebook post Sunday night.
Speaking to the World Economic Forum today, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky called for maximum sanctions against Russia, targeting banks, trade, and oil. The UN's refugee agency says the war in Ukraine has helped push the number of people forced to flee violence and human rights violations around the world to over 100 million for the first time.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
As millions of us get set to travel for the Memorial Day weekend, there is the price of gas to consider. Pump prices steadily inching higher.
I still got to live and work, so, I mean, it is what it is, and we just kind of grunt and go on with our lives.
The AAA puts the nationwide average at just under $4.60 a gallon. The Lundberg survey, which is out every 2 weeks, figures the average now at $4.71. Well, CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the economy is the big issue on the campaign trail. He's in Georgia for the Republican primary, another test of former President Trump's influence. The latest CBS News poll finds more than two-thirds say the economy is bad, an increase of more than 20% from last year.
Just over half of Democrats now rate the economy as bad for the first time since President Biden took office. If even members of his own party are concerned about the future of the economy, it could spell trouble for turning out those voters in key midterm races here in Georgia and across the country in November.
Overseas, Iran has vowed to avenge the assassination of a top colonel in the country's Revolutionary Guards. He was shot and killed outside his home yesterday in Tehran. Iran blamed elements linked to the global arrogance, its term for the U.S. and Israel. In Tulsa, at the PGA Championship, a former winner claimed the major title on CBS.
It's just in time again at the PGA Championship.
Justin Thomas was seven shots off the lead when the final round began. That matches the biggest comeback in PGA Championship history.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
In the restaurant business, apps used to only describe appetizers. Now, phone apps are becoming the main course.
The doors are open and customers are back, but restaurants continue to face major challenges because of staffing shortages and inflation, though some are having customers ease the strain by using a cell phone app.
They actually can select an item, modify the item, and send it, and the guest is actually ordering on their phone.
Colorado Restaurant Association spokesperson Mark Hinson with Bar Taco.
We can do this with half as many front of house team members. The guests like it. Our team members like it. It's profitable.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Six people suffered minor injuries when a bull jumped a fence at a Northern California rodeo. It zoomed through a crowd of spectators, then across a parking lot, sending people running in all directions. The bull was later caught about a half mile away from the site. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.